A few years back, Kevin West got a little carried away at his local farmer's market. He bought a flat of fresh strawberries and then wondered what he would do with all of them. So he decided to make the strawberry jam his grandmother used to make. He failed the first time, but he kept on trying until he got it right. That was the beginning of an obsession that has culminated in his new book, Saving the Season, a guide to home canning, preserving, and pickling. One day recently, I met with West at a farmer's market here in Washington. It was a perfect day, sunny and bright, and, rare for Washington, no humidity.
So it's June. It's late June. We're kind of between the end of spring and the beginning of summer. And you see that right here. Yep. You've got strawberries, and then you've got cherries. Cherries are stone fruit. Cherries are one of the prunus clan. That includes, of course, peaches and all those other summertime fruits. So this really speaks to the season exactly.
Strawberries were still in season here in D.C., so West decided we should make some of that classic strawberry jam. At the first stand we visited, there was a wonderful display of bright red berries.
With strawberries especially, I'd smell them first. Like, do they look nice? These look nice. Do
they smell good? They look beautiful. What should they smell like?
They should smell like strawberries. They should be perfumey and fragrant, and they should have that sort of rich, nostalgic smell of strawberries. And if it passes those two tests, the look test and the smell test, then we want to do a taste test. Can we taste one of the strawberries?
Yes, sir.
They are delicious, but Wes says he never buys at the first stall. He likes to look around to make sure he's getting the best, because everything begins with good ingredients. We spot another display.
Look, there's a whole sampling plate here, and look how small they are, little small ones. And they are the better ones, aren't they?
They have a lovely flavor and a little bit of a tang at the end.
And that's the way it should be for preserving?
Yeah, I like that.
A tart berry can help offset the sweetness of the jam, Wes says, but he also wants some sweet berries, so he gets some of each type.
A pound and a half.
Yes,
well, that's
sir.
A nice basket of strawberries. Well, let's get one of these, and we'll get a few more up the way.
Okay. Loaded down with strawberries and some cherries for eating and zucchini for pickling later on, West glances back as we leave the market.
This is a real moment. You know, it's a moment in the year. It's a moment between spring and summer. It's a moment in our day. It's a moment in our lives. And preserving is a way to capture all of that. And that's part of what I mean by saving the season, is that you take this experience, you take this moment in the annual cycle of agriculture and of nature, and you put it in a jar. And 6 months from now, when we open those jars, we're going to take off the lid and we'll re-experience that moment. That's what I mean by saving the season.
Back in my kitchen, we begin to unpack our bags.
We've got berries, and when you take them out of the bag, you can get a good whiff of that fragrance that attracted us to them in the market.
Wes begins prepping the strawberries by removing the little green crown, but leaving the berries whole. He pours them into a bowl.
Now here comes the fun part.
Okay.
Instead of cutting up the fruit very neatly with a knife, we're going to get in there and crush it with our hands. And I have to say, I love going hand-to-hand with my food.
Wes pours in 2 cups of sugar, one for each pound of strawberries, then add some lemon juice.
We are now going to turn the fruit sugar mixture into a wide, shallow pot.
He turns the heat up and brings the mixture to a boil. Foam swirls on top of the red berries.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
Like yeah.
That bright
it's a great color.
Color,
yeah. And it has pink in it, too.
Yeah.
And you're still got that great strawberry smell.
Yeah. And you can see I'm stirring this constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I've really got that cranked up. That is at a full rolling boil.
Wes continues stirring to prevent the sweet strawberry mixture from scorching and to get just the right texture. As he stirs, a kind of mesmerizing stillness overtakes the kitchen.
Making preserves is a contemplative time, because you stand here and you stir the pot, and there's time for your mind to wander. And for me, it starts to wander in the direction of, when am I going to eat this? And who am I going to eat it with? And I bet Uncle Dave and Aunt Barbara would like a jar of this jam. And the next thing you know, your mind has gone down this avenue. And that's kind of how Saving the Season got started, was just this free associating about preserves.
While you were stirring the pot.
While I was stirring the pot.
At that point, my husband comes into the kitchen, drawn by the irresistible smell of strawberries.
I think I'm going to start toasting some bread.
I don't know why it's such a nice smell. There's something nostalgic about it. It's very welcoming, isn't it? If someone walked in right now, they would feel right at home. I have to say, I find it really exciting about sweet preserves because it happens so quickly, and as you were just saying, it happens in front of your eyes. You get some strawberries at the market, and that's nature. That's the raw ingredient. And then you do some stuff with your hands, and then you cook it, and it becomes culture right there in front of you. And then you can take that and give it to someone, and then it becomes community. And for me, that's also part of the story of Saving the Season, is how nature becomes culture, becomes community. And we talk about how nostalgic it is to be here, how it makes us think of our grandparents or, you know, a friend that we used to have. And all of that is part of the world of preserving, the memories, the stories. We know from our own experience that food and talk goes together. Narrative, storytelling, talking is important around the dinner table. But if you've ever cooked with a family member or maybe an older friend, you know that storytelling is also part of what happens in the kitchen. You learn the techniques, you learn the steps, you learn the real technical information, and then you learn a lot of other stuff as well. And it's those stories that matter.
Once the jam begins to gel, West removes it from the stove and pours it into jars that he will heat and then seal.
Strawberry jam going into a pint jar is the look of springtime.
Kevin West, his new book is called Saving the Season, A Cook's Guide to Home Canning, Pickling, and Preserving.
Time to taste. Ooh, that's delicious.
You can find Kevin West's recipe for that classic strawberry jam and dill pickles on our website at npr.org. Would that jam taste even sweeter eaten on a silver spoon? Find out how your choice of cutlery can change the flavor of a meal. That, plus the latest news, tomorrow on NPR's Weekend Edition.